on the subject of living in the favor of God, or living in God's favor. Amen. Never forget this. Always remember this. The Bible tells us that we are laborers together with God. Okay? We co-labor together. God has his part to do, and we have our part to do. Amen? And God is faithful to do his part. The question of faithfulness we have to lie on our end. Amen? We have to ask ourselves, am I being faithful to what I know God wants me to do, and I know what his word says. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I think about Noah and the building of the ark. God told Noah what to do. He gave him the specifics, told him what to do. But notice, the Bible tells us Noah built the ark, not God. But Noah followed God's instruction. Amen. He followed God's building plan. And it took 120 years. God knew how long it was going to take. I don't know if Noah did or not, but God knew how long it was going to take. What we have to do is stay with God's plan, no matter how long it takes. Amen. But I want you to remember something else while I'm on the subject of Noah. It took 120 years, took a long time. But the flood didn't come to after the ark was built and after his family was safe inside of the ark and all the animals that God had designated to go on the ark. Everything was in place. And I don't know if Noah did this or not, but you know, people ridiculed him, talked about him, laughed at him. And Noah was a person. And I know he had human feelings, although he was faithful to God. Sometimes your mind want to say, even if it don't come out of your mouth, sometimes your mind want to say, why is this taking so long? Why is it taking so long? Why, we could have done this in 5 years or whatever. But what's always important is this. God has a plan. And we got to work with him according to his plan for it to work out right. Amen. Because God always knows best. Always. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in your life, you may be questioning some things. Why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? First of all, one of the things I do, if things are not happening the way I think they should, I first check on James. I check on James. James, are you walking in obedience to what God has told you to do? Are you living by the word of God? Do you need to deal with some areas in your life You know, amen. I'm human too. Even the Apostle Paul, when he was teaching concerning the Lord's Supper, one of his instructions to the church, and that applies to you and me too, if we will judge ourselves, we will not be judged. That's called self-examination. And that you find that's out of order, you go ahead and correct it. And you get it in line with the will of God. Because sometimes those things can get us in trouble. Hallelujah. God has a plan for our lives, and God has a way of doing things. And He is faithful. And you may feel like, dear Lord, you came through for me, but you were last minute. Well, He might have been last minute in your mind, but He wasn't late. You hear me? He wasn't late. God is never late for anything. Praise the name of the Lord. So we talked last week about... First of all, and I won't go through all this again, but we got to know who we believe. Amen? Like the Apostle Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I know in whom I have believed. Glory to God. I think it was this past Wednesday night we talked about the Apostle Paul and him being shipwrecked. And right in the middle of the storm, he stayed in faith when everybody else was in fear and fear of losing their lives. You know, they was either in the middle of a tornado or a hurricane. I think it probably was a hurricane simply because of the length of time that it lasts. But they were in a mess. But they had somebody on the boat that knew God. There's somebody on the boat that knew God. Glory to God. You may be the only person on the boat that knows God. Or on the plane. Or on the bus. Or in the car. Glory to God. All those men were saved. What I mean by saved, they didn't die. Because Paul was in the boat. Even though the captain of the boat did not listen to Paul, when he tried to talk to him and tell him, sometimes God will let you in on stuff. Amen? Sometimes God will let you in on things, not so you can feel like I'm all that, and, you know, and I'm this and that. No, no, no. When God speaks to you, believe me, brother or sister, it's for a reason. When God tells you something, it's for a reason. When God gives you a message for someone else, it's for a reason. An angel appeared to Paul and let him know that you're going to make it. You're going to Rome. You're going to get there. And nobody on this ship's going to die. You're going to lose the ship, but everybody else will live. And that's exactly what happened. Because they had a man of faith on board and a man that heard from God. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
How many of you want to hear from God? I know I do. Amen. And the number one thing we got to do is be willing to work with Him. Be willing to work with him. Praise God. Stop fussing at him and arguing with Lord. I know you want me to do that, but I don't want, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. If we quit right now and dismissed, I've already preached good. Glory to God. Glory to God. We got to work with him. If we work with him, he'll work with us. Hallelujah. I was listening to Brother Tony talk about this gentleman that he knows that was a giver, because he knew that's what God's will was for his life. How many of you know when you're giving, you're working together with God?
Amen.
Did you hear me? I want to tell you something. I'm not a preacher, never have been, that uses gimmicks or deceptions or anything to try to separate you from your money. Haven't done it, not going to start. But I am going to preach you the word of God. And when we give, we are working together with God. Because he told us to do that, didn't he?
Yes.
I said, he told us to do that.
Amen.
Amen. If I cooperate with God and do what God says, it's his responsibility to meet my needs.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I didn't mean to get off on this, but since I'm on it anyway, I'm gonna take it just a little bit further. Your faith will be tested. It will be tried. The Bible tells us that, doesn't it? I remember after Kathy and I had been married a few years, I think we had both boys at that time, the two older boys, I think we had them at that time. I know we had one. And I made up my mind, I'm going to trust God to meet my needs, our needs as a family, because we were struggling, big time struggling. And I tried a number of things on my own. It just didn't work out. But both of us together made a commitment. We're going to give to God. We're going to give our 10%, and then we're going to give offering beyond that. And at one particular time, we were between churches. And I got in on just a little bit of Becky's message, very little. But we've been there. We were between churches and just seeking the Lord about some things. But every week that I got my little paycheck, and it was little, that's the reason I said little paycheck, it was very small. Thank God for my wife. God blessed her with a talent. She don't do so much of that anymore unless she want to do it personal. But I want to brag on my wife, you know, Wilhelmina's sister. We couldn't afford to go buy clothes. So my wife, we'd go and find some cheap material that we could afford anyway. She would make her dresses, did a fantastic job too. Made her dresses, her skirts, her dresses. And one day I asked her, I said, you can make clothes for yourself. Why don't you make me a suit? And y'all, how many of you that are my age or almost my age remember, especially you guys, remember the leisure suits? Y'all remember? All right, y'all remember? Let me ask another question. How many of you had one, at least one? Praise God. She made me a suit. Fantastic job. Man, back in the days when the legs were wide, y'all remember the wide legs? Come on, y'all. Some of y'all older than y'all admit. She made that thing for me, and it looked just like it came out of the store. I was proud to wear that thing to church. Because my wife made it. Amen. I don't remember what we ever did with it. I know it's out of style now, but anyway, you know, thank God for her talent, because God used that to help put us over. But here's my point that I'm making. Made a decision. Lord, I read this in your word where you said if I give, you'd give it back to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen? I read that in your word, Lord, and not only that verse, many others, where you promised that you would take care of me if I would be faithful. And if I would walk in faith, if I would believe what you said. So what we would do, when I bring my little paycheck home, I would take my tithe and offering, and I'd set it aside. Because we were between churches. And it accumulated. How many of you know the devil will talk to you? Many times when we didn't have any money left for something else, that voice, you know you got that money up there, you need to go get it. You need to buy some food, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, you need to put gas in your car. I refuse to do it because I believe God. And then later on, God led us to a church, and I was mighty thankful to be able to go and give all that we had saved into the offering. Nobody knew about it, but my wife and I, because I was trying to impress anybody, I was looking to God. There were times when another couple, friends of ours, they were struggling too, and we was coming to church in Chiraw, living up close to Jefferson, and he had a station wagon. Y'all remember the station wagons, right? He had a station wagon, all his kids, their kids, us and our kids, we'd all pile in his station wagon and pool our resources and come to church. I'm just sharing this with you, not because so you can look at me. Matter of fact, I had no idea I was going to share it, but I want you to know God is faithful. Amen. One Sunday, we were driving our own car that weekend. Had enough gas to get home, but had no money for lunch after service. I looked at my wife, she looked at me, and we had no answers, except we believed God. Brother in the church, and by the way, we weren't throwing hints either. I don't believe in throwing hands. Brother in the church walked up to us, say, listen, before you go home, why don't you and your family come on over to our house? I'm going down to, it's KFC now, back then it was Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm going over to Kentucky Fried Chicken, I'm gonna get one, two, I don't know how many buckets of chicken they got. But I tell you what, we ate good and we went home full. Hallelujah. And I tell this from time to time, I hope he don't mind, but yeah, point again, Tony. A brother sitting at the very back beside his wife and daughter, who we all know and love. Amen. One day, this is years ago, folks, stopped by my house with a paper bag full of groceries and gave it to us. I'll never forget it, brother. Amen. I'll never forget it. Say that again. 1980 or 81 is when he did that. Praise God. And that show you how God is. What was you praying for? And you, because she was, you were pregnant with Crystal, right? And what was it you wanted?
A can of sweet peas.
She wanted a can of sweet peas. I couldn't provide her with any sweet peas. She couldn't go get her sweet peas. But I tell you one thing. Now listen, this is the God we serve. In that bag was a can of sweet peas. It was at the very bottom of the bag, but it was a can of sweet peas. And brothers and sisters, I could go on and tell you how God came through. But here's my point. You got to stay faithful.
Amen.
You got to believe and walk in His Word.
Amen.
Stand on His Word.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I made up my mind that all of my income was going to come from honest labor. I didn't have to, I refused to compromise. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Why? Because God is faithful. Yes, all of us have had times when things were tough. But let me tell you, that's not the time to quit. That's the time to feed your faith, build your faith, trust God, stand on His Word. And I'm telling you, He will come through for you. And don't be ashamed to give Him the glory. Don't be ashamed to give Him the glory. I'm here to tell you, God will never let you down. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to stand. Amen. Glory to God. And the Apostle Paul, as I said earlier, made this statement in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we had it on the screen last week. But I'll read it to you. I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. We read it last week. He said, this is why I'm suffering as I do. I'm not ashamed, for I know. Everybody say, I know.
I know.
For I know, perceive, have knowledge of, and am acquainted with Him whom I have believed, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on. And I am positively persuaded that he is able to guard and keep that which has been entrusted to me and which I have committed to him until that day. Glory to God. If you're hungry, God know you're hungry. Like I said, I heard very, very little of her teaching this morning. But one of the things that's very important is learning to follow God. Learning to hear him when he's speaking to you. And too many times we want the earth to shake, or I want it to thunder, or whatever. God doesn't always. Matter of fact, God speaks most of the time in a still small voice. Right on the inside of you, he'll let you know what he wants you to do. Amen. Are you hearing me? Good. He'll let you know what, you know, there have been things, some, you know, there's some things that I've been involved in with very good things, excellent things, godly things, okay? But they were not the things that God wanted me to be involved in, at least at that time. You follow me, what I'm saying? You know, praise God. There's many, many places that I could go preach, maybe go start a church or whatever. But you know what? That's not where I'm supposed to be today. Where I'm supposed to be today is right here with you. I believe, and we all miss it, amen? Yeah, we all miss it, but when you realize you miss it, you correct it in a hurry. Amen. I want to be where God wants me to be, doing what he wants me to do at the time he wants me to do it, and ever how long he wants me to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Too many times God is not brought into the situations. You know, he's not a crutch that you grab a hold to when you're hurting. I mean, yes, we look to God, but what I'm saying is you don't use him that way. Only call on him when you get in trouble. Or another way of saying it, when you get yourself in trouble. We are to walk with him day by day. Day by day. Day by day. I like that song. That's an old song. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. Hallelujah. And the joy we share as we tarry there, no one has ever known. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, there is a joy that's walking with the Lord. Glory to God. And sometimes you think, my Lord, why don't my brother, why don't my sister see that? Why, you know, I understand they're having a hard time, but Lord, I want them to know you, walk with you. Your ship may be sinking, but if you walk with God, you won't drown. Glory to God. If you walk with God, you won't drown. Praise God. I hope y'all are getting something out of this. All right, let me try to get back to my notes here. I ain't gonna promise you for how long. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to tell you something. The Word of God. Well, let me say it this way. Let me make it personal. God has called me, and several things. He called me to teach His Word. Of course, He called me to pastor. And He called me to minister. Anybody know what minister means? Most folks say when you minister, oh, preaching. Well, that's part of it. Jesus said this, that God didn't send him here to serve or be served, but to serve. What he was saying is simply this. God the Father sent him here to minister to the needs of the people. To minister to the needs of the people. When you're taught, you're learning. Amen. But a lot of time ministry, when you're ministering to the people, revelation kicks in. And all of a sudden, a need that you have is being met. Or the answer to a question you may have had is being answered by the Spirit of the Lord as the Word of God is being ministered. Amen. Somebody asked me one time about my ministry. And I told him, I says, you know, God's given me a prophetic type ministry. Now, let me clarify that. I'm not standing up here calling myself a prophet. I didn't say that, did I? But when you are in tune with God, and that's what I endeavor to be, I seek after. As you minister, even as you minister from the Word of God, people, as they receive, they're getting answers. Things are happening for them. Because what? The Spirit of God now is ministering to them. If that's happened to you, raise your hand. Yes. Yes. It's happened to me. Glory to God. I've been sitting in meetings and the minister or whoever is ministering, all of a sudden, boom, the light comes on. I say, thank you, Jesus. That's what I needed. That's what I needed. That's what I needed to hear. Or it can be a confirmation. Hallelujah. It can be a confirmation. Now, it ain't always pleasant, because I've been on the other end of it, too. When I've heard ministry and the Spirit of God let me know, you need to jerk the slack out of that. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? I want both sides. Because if I'm weak in an area, if I need to make an adjustment in my life, I want to know, and I might not be aware. It might not simply be rebellion. It may be just, I'm just not aware. And then it's revealed to me and I say, oh, thank you, Lord. I need to correct that. I need to correct that. But if you're going to live that way, you got to get rid of your pride. Amen. Amen. Nobody's perfect. Nobody know it all.
Amen.
But we all learning.
Amen.
And we all growing together.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I left my notes again, didn't I? Are y'all getting anything out of this? But we walk by faith, brothers and sisters. We walk by faith and by obedience. If we are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Amen. Now, I want to talk to you for a few more minutes about Abraham. We talked about faith last week and standing in faith, walking by faith, the fact that the just shall live by faith. Amen. We live by faith. Am I right?
Amen.
And we also talked about the fact that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. There was a man called Abraham. That God called and had an assignment for him. And Abraham, well, first of all, God told Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. Said his descendants would be greater than the sand on the seashore. Abraham's another example. He had a promise from God. But he didn't see anything happening right away. But here's the good part. Abraham believed God. Abraham, listen to me. Abraham believed God. Turn your Bibles to Romans, the fourth chapter. I'll just begin reading at verse 1. Fourth chapter. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. But, look at verse 3. For what does the scripture say? What? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for what?
Righteousness.
He believed what God said, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Because he believed what God said. That he'd be the father of many nations. And then when he was around 100 years old, in that area, God told him, says, I'm going to give you a son. Well, Abraham believed God, but Sarah thought it was a joke. She laughed. Hallelujah. Well, I I got about 25 more years to go before I'm 100, but hallelujah. Yeah, somebody put James 2:23 up there. Well, let me read it. Huh? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Now, see, I was going to get there, but somebody got ahead of me. He was called a friend of God because of his faith, because he believed God. And God kept his word. He gave him a son, Isaac. And his wife, Sarah, was very old herself. But God renewed whatever needed renewing because she had never had a child. But at her old age, she had a son. She had Isaac. Why? Because Abraham believed God. Now, why am I telling you this? Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm not believing God for a son at my age. And we in agreement with that one. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And I know that some of you out there agree with me on that personally for yourself. But here's my point. God spoke the word. Abraham heard the word. And he believed God's word. And it was accounted to him for righteousness. Let me tell you something. It is a righteous thing when we take God at his word, believe his word, and stand on his word. God was so impressed by Abraham that he was called God's friend. Because he believed. Abraham wasn't perfect. One thing about the Bible, it doesn't hide the sins of the people, the bad decisions they made. He doesn't hide it. He didn't hide Abraham's. He didn't hide David's. But these men turned out to be mighty men of God. Aren't you glad that God will give you a second chance?
Amen.
Glory to God. He'll give you a second chance. So brothers and sisters, let's walk with him. Let's believe his word. Hallelujah. Are you still here?
Amen.
All right. I'm getting ready to close shortly, but I want to say this to you. God promised Abraham a son, and before that he made him the father of many nations. And we call him Father Abraham too, today, by faith. I dealt with that earlier, so we won't go back there again. Let's look at some of the things that God's promised us, and I'm going to close out right here. What are some of the things that God promised us? Are you ready upstairs? We're going to speed it up. We just put it on the screen. Number one, most important, he promised us eternal life. John chapter 1 verse 12. Put it on the screen for me, please. John 1 12. The Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Well, give me verse 11, please. Back it up to verse 11. He came, this is Jesus, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. That's the Jewish people. Now, verse 12. But as many as received him, that includes us. But as many as received him, to them He gave what? The right to become children of God to those that believe in his name.
Amen.
Glory to God. I said glory to God. I heard a minister preaching on concerning the last days and so forth, and I won't go into all that, but I just want to tell you something. Do I have your attention? If you stay with God, if you walk with God, you have a great future. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Glory to God. We have a great future. And I'm not just talking about while we're here in the earth, but there's things that, let me say it this way. Nobody, and I mean this, but nobody will ever outgive God. First of all, he gave us eternal life. Amen. We're not, if you're born again, you're not going to hell. You're going to heaven. You're going to be with Jesus when you leave this earth. If that's all he gave us, that I tell you what, I would be grateful for that. Just knowing that I have eternal life. But let me tell you something. God has so much more prepared for you and for me on the other side, because you have to understand, on this side, this is temporary. Some folks so caught up with the temporary, but let me tell you something, we need to prepare for the eternal, because the eternal is beyond words. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul says, I was caught up. So he didn't even know if he was in his body or out of his body. But he heard some things that he said, I can't even repeat. They're so awesome. I used to hear, it might have been a song, but years ago, I've heard people say that, well, praise God, I just want to make it to heaven, and even if he give me a little tent over in the corner, I'll be satisfied. You ain't getting no tent. Jesus said he was going away to prepare a place for us. He said, in my Father's house, and the King James Version said many mansions, but it's dwelling places. Many dwelling, and by the way, God doesn't have to do anything.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know for sure, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Wayne wasn't your next door neighbor. Because if I'm interpreting the Bible right, I think each one of us going to have one. Glory to God. God is an awesome God. So, what has God promised us? Let me grab my watch. Eternal life. That's wonderful. He promised us healing for our bodies. We need to cling to that. Doesn't matter how you feel, you cling to that. Stand on his word for that. And you know, in the book of James, it says, if any man or woman lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Sometimes, if something is not happening, if we're not receiving the manifestation of what we believe in God for, we need to ask God, Lord, give me some wisdom. Give me the wisdom I need, because I may be doing some things wrong, you know. I might need to make some adjustments. And he will do that. Praise God. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17 says, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. And then, of course, there's blessings. He promised us blessings for life. For my God, Philippians 4:19, for my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Now, what that does not say is, for my God shall supply all everybody's needs but yours. No, it says, for God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, and by the way, that was written to the church as he was commending them on their giving.
That's right.
Seed time and harvest. If you sow the seed, you're going to receive a harvest. Hallelujah. He promised us protection, didn't he?
Amen.
And we need to believe God for protection. Psalm 91 verse 10, please, quickly. Psalm 91 verse 10. No evil shall befall you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you. There's an angel of God that's in charge of my life. My well, yours too. So let keep that verse up there just a minute. Make sure he's comfortable around you. Don't be talking a bunch of foolishness and doubt and unbelief. I mean, God's assigned a holy angel to us. Make him feel comfortable. You don't want your angel to have to say, "Dear Lord, I'm trying to protect him. I'm trying to protect her, but they just won't let me." They speak so much doubt, so much unbelief. They're so full of fear. But anyway, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. And I'm glad that three-letter word is in there. In all your ways. Hallelujah. Verse 12. In their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Glory be to God. How many times have God protected us and we didn't even realize it? How many times have he kept us from danger and we had no idea? That's the reason we need to praise him every day.
Amen.
That's the reason we need to bless him every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only do we have a promise of protection. Come on up, guys. I'm finishing up. Not only do we have a promise of protection, but we have a promise of peace. In the midst of whatever is going on, we can have peace. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, please, on the screen. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Mark this in your Bible if you haven't already. You will keep him in perfect peace. How does he do that? Whose mind is stayed on you because he what?
Trust.
He what?
Trust
in you. Verse 4, please. Trust in the Lord forever. For in y'all, and I believe in the King James Version is Jehovah, right? Yeah. For in y'all, the Lord is what? He's what? He is my everlasting strength. God wants us at peace. I'm winding up right here. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. What that means is don't worry about anything. Don't fret. But in everything, you ever notice all the promises of God come, in other words, God tells us what he will do if we'll do what we're supposed to do. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Verse 7. Look at that. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will do what? Guard your hearts and minds. Say it again. Guard your hearts and mind. How? Through Christ Jesus. Let's stand on the promises of God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your holy word. Thank you for your love for us. All that you do for us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to extend this invitation to anyone that's watching online that does not know Jesus Christ.